Chapter 8 Translator, Zia Editor, Ogna, Bang, the sudden loud sound startled Lu Jilan, who was being aggressive, and her momentum was drained. She looked back reflexively and found that the wide-open door of the box was closed by Xu Ting's internal force, blocking possible prying eyes. Lu Jilan's back suddenly broke out in some cold sweat, only then did she remember Xu Ting's ability to conquer the enemy city with 1,000 horses. A martial woman is irritable by nature, they were like a powerful cannonball. If Xu Ting suddenly decided to attack her here, wouldn't she be at a disadvantage? Xu Ting had to close the door. If Lu Jilan really said any foul language, she had to make sure that she could not pass this box. Du Cyan was her fiancé. She didn't care about the rumors before, but now that she is here, she will not allow anyone to create rumors again. Xu Ting still had some fellowship with Lu Jilan, and she also had some appreciation for her as a woman who dared to challenge the tradition, but now, all of these have turned into disgust. Lu Jilan herself is also a woman from a society left behind by patriarchy. How could she not understand the difficulties of men in the world of matriarchy? Even though she knows, she can still say such words. Now that the weak has become the strong, not only does it not pity and protect the weak, but instead uses its good luck to turn over and become the master to harm the other party unscrupulously, as if a villain was gaining power. Xu Ting was very disappointed with Lu Jilan. Miss Lu, Xu Ting retracted her hand from the internal force, and looked at Lu Jilan indifferently. Do you know that the Du Cyan you are talking about is Ma, Xu Ting's, fiancé? How dare you say it again? Who is Xu Ting? She is the prestigious daughter of Queen Zhenbian. Compared with her mother, Xu Xuan, she was even more capable, and as a noble daughter, she was bound to inherit the title from Queen Zhenbian. Queen Zhenbian was the only ruler apart from the Empress in Dian today, and she was fighting for the safety of Dian's country. Lu Jilan's mother was only a second-class scholar. Even if the Zhenbian palace was jealous of the queen, a mere second-class scholar cannot offend her. Besides, Lu Jilan herself has no official position, she is just a commoner. And Xu Ting, who is already the commander of the patrol department, gave Lu Jilan the confidence to make her protest in front of Xu Ting, based on her modern superiority? At this moment, Lu Jilan had already recovered her wits. She did not dare to face Xu Ting's threat, but she had already remembered Xu Ting in her heart. It's not too late for a gentleman to avenge her in 10 years. Regarding countless traversers, few were powerful at first, but later, didn't they have their faces slapped quickly? She will endure. What about the Queen Zhenbian? The Xu family is not tolerated by the Empress. She will see the day when her mansion is overturned, and she will definitely struggle to reach the top and stand above all people. Lu Jilan convinced herself with a calm face. Mo Zian is not an ordinary man, he started his business as a man, he has already developed a clever and nimble mind. When Xu Ting waved her hand to close the door, Mo Zian was not scared, but surprised at Xu Ting's gentleness towards a man as a big woman dancing with swords and spears. Before Lu Jilan could say anything, Xu Ting had promised that regardless of what Lu Jilan decided to say, she would not let there be any more stain on Du Cyan's reputation. When Mo Zian met Lu Jilan, he already felt that he had met the most rare woman in the world, but he did not expect that there would be another Xu Ting. The queen's daughter has already apologized, so Miss Lu will turn her grievances into peace. Mo Zian cleverly found a step for Lu Jilan. You are all great women. I hope you are not so unkind and make fun of men with sarcasm and defamation. Lu Jilan led Mo Zian out of the box, and the meal had been stirred up to the point of being uninteresting. The few women in the room who were already grumpy, were now indignant. If it hadn't been for Su Jin, they would have liked to go up and teach Lu Jilan personally. I'll beat her grandma's legs, she thought she was so great. Su Jin sneered and said, you are still eating in other people's restaurants, isn't it amazing? What is it, what's wrong with the restaurant, it's expensive and not tasty, it's a waste of money. Xu Ting squeezed her own wine glass, drank the half glass of wine, knocked it on the table, and said, since it disturbs the mood, let's forget it today. I will find time to set up 2 tables for everyone another day. Others shouted happily, Queen's daughter is still so good. Xu Ting turned around and faced them, but Lu Jilan is right in saying that a big woman who makes fun of a man does have bad manners. The people who had already drunk their minds just remembered that no matter how much Xu Ting gave them face for being a few years older, Xu Ting was still their superior. The way they behaved at the wine table just now, they had already crossed the line. Only then did the group realize that they were ashamed and terrified. The commander is right, we as officials can't be the same as those reckless women in the city, we should have manners. Xu Ting and Du Cyan's horoscope got along very well. Nanwu, master of Jinming Temple, couldn't wait to describe them as a god-given marriage, which was fated by heavens itself. After all, this marriage was personally pointed out by the current empress. Even a master will not say anything bad about it. Han Ji knew that Master Nanwu must have said good things, but when the approval came out, he was overjoyed and offered a good amount of incense money, and asked Master Nanwu to choose an auspicious day, and chose 2 days in August to discuss with the Du family. It's the end of late June, July and September can't be selected. October is too late and August is the most suitable. As soon as Han Ji came back from Jinming Temple, Xu Ting and Du Xian's good fate about marriage had already spread to the capital's noble families. On the first day of July, Lu Meigong brought a gift to the Du mansion to make appointments. After that, the betrothal gift was sent to the Du mansion, and Du Xian's dowry was also paid. Du Xian took the dowry list sent by Bai Fang, and his brow grew furrowed. "Uncle Qing, come and take a look at this." And Qing took over the dowry list handed over by Du Xian. The list was in few folds in total, and it looks very substantial. "It's a lot of flowers, but they're all just look-alikes." And Qing said in disgust, "The night pearls, red coral screens, jadeite ornaments, and store in the dowry of the princess Min Jiaqing were not on this. This Bai Fang is too deceitful." But no, those good things from the palace, as soon as Bai Fang became the lord, he took over the Du House treasury keys and could not wait to move it to his own courtyard. He was vain and short-sighted, not afraid of others watching this joke. When a man gets married, his dowry is his own thing. If his wife and family move, they will be looked down upon and regarded as the waste raised by his husband. And these dowries, later must be left to his son. Bai Fang surprisingly took away all Yan Shu's dowry. The things in Qing ordered were the things that the Empress Dowager and concubine Mei gave to Du Xian's father, Min Jiaqing, in full view. Bai Fang was so courageous that these things were not put in Du Xian's dowry. "Uncle Qing, can you please go to the Empress Dowager to ask for the dowry list of father's dowry back then?" And Qing was overjoyed, and Du Xian knew how to fight, and said quickly, "Okay, the old slave will go now." He was going to be married, and the married son no longer needed to live under Bai Fang's hands, so what kind of face did that Bai Fang have? Father's dowry, he must get it all back from Bai Fang. Du Xian thought, "Hi everyone, you can donate through Ko-Fi, from the main page. Extra chapters will be released when $8 per chapter has been slowly accumulated on Ko-Fi. Please mention the novel you are supporting. You can donate to us via Ko-fi, https://ko-fi.com/dragondia.